Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Woo. I tell you what. Baseball.
Sports, man.
Last night.
Yeah.
Try to explain that one. Well, it's baseball.
And before we give the Giants their flowers that they're deserving, I think we found out why the Rockies have 12 wins. How? What was that, Steiny? Your closer, Agno. What's up, baby?
Listen, you can't get the 7, 8, 9 hitters out, and you're ostensibly a closer. Or even
throw it down the middle and make them hit it.
Hey, 8 straight one-run games for the Giants, 6 straight one-run wins for the Giants, and hey, feel free to let your imagination run wild.
No, and I told you on our video that we do for New Vodka, your little baby, I told the masses, I tweeted out last night, and I meant it, Steiny, like, just for me, I'm going Irvin Johnson. I feel like the magic reminds me of the 2021 season, and I guess I'm so fixated on the total, 107. They didn't win the World Series, but I got to give Giant fans their just due. They came back at me, not mad. Oh. Like, Goo, I'm sorry. I kind of get that, but this is giving off 10, 12, and 14 vibes when they got it all the way done. And I got to say this. We left out of here, and shout out to Adamas. He got his home run. I'll take the victory lap a little later, about 1:30. Okay. But, Steiny, I got to sit here. They got bad news, and it got worse after we got off the station in regard to one of their best players, Chapman. We thought it was going to be 10 days, and the great Susan Slusser tweeted, it may be close to 30 or after the All-Star game. So I'm thinking, okay, that's not good news. What are we going to see? And we saw a team that kind of offensively was listless for 8 innings, and then they went in and got that Irvin Johnson, that magic.
Okay. This is from Andrew Baggerly's story in The Athletic about Chapman specifically.
Read it to us.
The Giants expect to be without Gold Glove third baseman Matt Chapman for several weeks and potentially most of the 30 games that remain before the All-Star break after an MRI on his right hand showed sprained ligaments and a bone bruise.
Damn.
So they may have to go without Chappie for maybe 3 or 4 weeks, it looks like.
That's like a Steph Curry or Jimmy Butler or Draymond Green. You give me that?
No, like pods.
Now I want to radio fight you. What do you mean? I mean, he's a big boy.
Well, he's not a Curry.
He defensively is a Curry.
Yeah,
and offensively, he was what, 375, 350 over the last 10?
He's not even their best player.
They're going to miss him. He's one of them.
Did they miss him last night? Schmitty with a great play in the ninth
that
to help turn
nice
a double play.
Yeah. By all,
any homers
involved
to get the rally started in the
Dominic
ninth.
Dominic Smith, we haven't given him credit for his glove. But Steiny, you didn't want to lose that game, the first of a 6-game rodeo. So I'm just like, when's this thing going to end? If it is at all, I know they got the Dodgers. They got a game tonight, but just I can't believe they pulled that one out. Or can I? Because you talked about it. The Rockies are the Rockies, but the Giants took that one from them. And you talk about Casey Schmidt. I was having fun. Oh, he can't do this or that. Comes in the ninth inning, first pitch, and just whacks a homer. I'm like, oh, they still got a lot of ground to make up. Fitzgerald, great walk. Kisner, like, Steiny, I would throw the ball. I didn't pitch in the pro. I would make those guys hit it. and they work walks, Jung Ho Lee gets him over, or force out, yeah. And then here comes Ramos, and I got to say it, Flynn is the greatest, but he had me thinking Ramos hit it out, and it was a, you know, sack fly, and then the rest was history.
Slowest guy on the roster with an infield hit.
Imagine that. And that was a great at-bat, man. And your boy Agnos was throwing 100.
They had a bunch of great at-bats in the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're down three runs with your 7, 8, 9 hitters coming up, and your offense in general isn't very good. And
right now,
one guy homers, and by the time they get to the top of the lineup, they got first and second, nobody out. And now it's trouble brewing. And I think you could tell.
Talk to me.
The Rockies were feeling how tough it is to finish off a game.
Pressure.
I mean, they just, you could just kind of feel them.
The tension.
As a 12-win team as the ninth inning unfolded.
Low down.
And you just got the sense that,
yeah, they're not ready.
They're going to have trouble closing this out.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they did. Then Duvall in the ninth gets it done. They had a tying run,
three
obviously,
base runners,
third.
Yeah. I'm going to say sloppy, but got a little scary. But what about Kyle Harrison, Donnie? Five innings, three earned runs.
He's all right.
Yeah, six strikeouts.
He's solid. He's not a superstar.
Yeah. But you're not asking him to be. I mean, you would love for him to be, but right now, you know, I don't think that was a bad outing by any stretch.
My question is this. I'm going to be honest with you. When, what did you put something out on Twitter? You're getting 2021 vibes?
Yeah, just the magic, how they pulled those games out.
You know, there's something about 2021.
That you like or you don't?
That I don't remember as much as 10, 12, and 14.
Okay.
They were an incredible team that year, obviously won 107 games, won a ton of late inning games, obviously.
Late night Lamont, Darren Ruff.
But I am struggling to remember how much believability there was to what they were doing. If I could go back to 2021 to try to think about how confident the fans were, how much fun they were having compared to right now. Because, you know, I've heard you say it.
Okay.
I've heard Shasky say it. You know, this feels different. This feels different. And I would like people to get a little more specific on how this feels different than 2021. Because that team won 107 games.
And they've never went away. I'm interrupting.
Yeah, but there seems to be, Goo, a sentiment from Giants fans that this is better. And I'm just wondering what the factors are that are making Giants fans feel better about this year than 2021, if you agree with that premise at all, that something feels better about this time than 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that, Stoney, it's incredible. I don't know what to expect. If you're telling me Birdsong and Landon Roop are going to come back to earth, that wouldn't be a shocker. If you're telling me Webb is going to go into what we see, dominant pitchers sometimes struggle, you know, maybe for a week, a month, I don't know, a few starts. Robbie Ray, you looking like Mad Bum? I don't know, but on paper, I'm like, okay, something's got to come back to the means, and right now it's not. And offensively, if this is your identity, Steiny, to where you're going to win one-run ball games forever, it's like a gambler. You're going to get hot, and then you know what? You're going to get cold. But I keep bringing up 107 because during that year, Steiny, I never once thought that they were going to hit the finish line with it. And they did in regard to qualifying for the postseason. So I don't want to be negative, but I was sitting there last night, three outs away, thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to come in tomorrow. This is on top of losing or getting the bad news or the worst news about Chapman. And we lose to Colorado game one. And that didn't happen, and they came back. So do I sound like a hater if I keep going macro in regard to how long this thing can go?
They've got great pitching.
Right now.
Well, even if their pitching doesn't stay at this level, their pitching is the strength of the team. It won't be as dominant maybe as it's been for short stretches, but okay. I don't think that they're going to all of a sudden collapse. They got too many good arms. They're not going to score a lot of runs. They're just not. They're not a big hitting team.
And Dibbs just hit me real quick. To that point, in 2021, they were second in the major leagues in home runs.
Exactly.
That's not this team. So maybe that's why they're squeaking every win out offensively by one run. But can you hang your hat on that? And maybe they can.
I mean, I think that's what they hung their hat on during the championship years. I mean, we all remember torture, right, Evan?
But torture. This is torture too, though, Stiney.
Is it? See, I don't look at it like that. This is going to, like, look at this team. They're going to be involved in low-scoring games. Low-scoring games tend to be closer, obviously.
Right.
And they're going to have to win these games consistently. And
right now,
the issue is that you can win these games consistently if you have mainstays like a great bullpen, a great starting rotation, and timely hitting.
Yeah.
And so as long as you get those three things, you know, this team's going to have some action. My question is, does this team remind you of 2021, or does it remind you more, let's say, of the 10, 12, and 14 teams? That's the way it is for me, just because no matter what happens this year, if they're successful, it's going to be because of pitching and defense. Mm. It just has to be. They're not gonna hit a lot of homers, and they're gonna have to scratch and claw. But that doesn't mean that's a worse way of winning than winning games 10-8. Go ahead and win games 4-3, 4-2, 5-4. Doesn't matter. They're all wins. And if the Giants feel like they have a recipe to do that, well, then they're going to have an advantage in those kind of games because that's the kind of game they want to play.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, where are you at? I mean, this last week has been unbelievable. They lose the first two against the Padres, one-run games. Then the Wednesday game of last week kind of turned it all around. They've won six straight since then. What's the limit for this team?
Yeah, and you know who we can ask? We got a guest coming up at 11, Javi Lopez.
Time. Yes, Javi Lopez, four-time World Series champion, three times with the Giants. He was on the call last night for NBC Sports Bay Area. We'll have Javi Lopez coming up at 11 o'clock. But till then, we'll take some calls about the San Francisco Giants, who clearly are playing their best baseball of the season. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Zach Agnos is going to try to get the final three outs for Colorado, and now the Giants are down three. Maybe not anymore. Casey Schmidt to deep left field, and gone. Now they're down two.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dave Fleming, NBC Sports Bay Area. That cut it to 5-3 last night. Giants went into the ninth inning down 5-2. Schmidt homers off Art Agnos. I'm joking. Former mayor of San Francisco.
I got you.
And then the 8-9 hitters get on via walk.
Man.
By the way, I got
a great Dave Fleming. He's awesome.
I got to do something here.
Take your time.
My heart's been touched.
Oh.
It really has. And I know that sounds strange coming from me, but something happened today that I need to acknowledge and thank. And it's this.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's for Evan and Carter. You know, I haven't been having my normal breakfast sandwich this week. And it's made me a little bit grumpy.
Yeah, cranky.
And so Evan took it upon himself to order me a breakfast sandwich, and Carter's making a run to get it right now. And I didn't even, I sniffed around like, boy, I'd love a breakfast sandwich, but they took the initiative. And it looks like I'm going to be eating a breakfast sandwich probably in the next break. And the least I can do for Evan and Carter and yourself is to get in a good mood even before I eat the sandwich.
Because yeah, so, I came in and I wasn't feeling your vibes. But, you know, you got two jobs now, Stoney. So you're working hard. You need your food.
What do you mean?
The other station.
Live 105?
Yeah, you and Marcy.
Yeah, I love those days because it's basically about a three-minute workday.
Okay, look
with,
at
with Live 105 and
Will she
and
be
Marcy.
With us this Friday, do you know?
I don't
it was
see
such
why
a
not.
Hit last week.
I mean, we got to go through the boss at some point, but then again, we really don't. We'll do what we want. So we'll see.
Stoney, this morning, you were something that we all know to be hangry, which is when
that's a 4E.
You're hungry.
Right.
And you take it out on everyone else because you haven't eaten.
Well, no. I was
so recognizing for the betterment of the show that we'll get you a breakfast sandwich. It's what we do.
Wow.
I tried to give Evan money, and he's like, don't worry about it. I mean, this is above and beyond. These are the kind of teammates that I love playing with, ladies and gentlemen. I really do.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. beautiful. Seriously, I am touched that they went and did that for you.
Well, I haven't done it yet because I don't have the sandwich, but it looks good. Yeah. Everything
What's
looks
next?
Promising.
Dry cleaning, you know? No, but I'm glad you're in a good mood.
Giants also should be in a good mood, and maybe more so Giants fans. The Giants have now won 6 in a row, and another one-run
game. The way
they're
doing it, man. Stoney, that's got to run out. Right? You would think.
Here's what I think.
And I'm not being negative. Like, come on, man.
It doesn't necessarily have to run out. If part of your makeup and part of your DNA is defense pitching and great relief pitching, then that, to me, says you're going to play a lot of these games.
And I left out real quick, timely hitting.
Sure. And you're going to play a lot of these games. All right. The more games you play like this, the more comfortable. Carter, you're unbelievable.
Yeah, he is the man.
Thank you so much.
And we turned up with the young man at the Ken's party. We bonded, man.
Sure. Well, it was kind of like a...
Just miss Willard and Dibbs. I'll ask
you. Well, when you say miss, you mean not really miss, right?
Oh, those are my guys, so I missed them.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy, that breakfast sandwich smells good. No, what I'm saying is if you're hanging your hat on pitching, defense, and timely hitting, then you're going to play more games like that, and you're not going to win them all, but you're going to win a lot of them because you're more comfortable playing that way, and it's kind of part of who you are. I mean, to me, what the Giants are trying to do right now is hang in games and with their pitching, and once you get to the fifth, sixth inning, and you're in a 1-2-run ball game, they think they can win that game.
Yeah, and who had on their bingo card, Stoney, the home run, and he needed it, and they needed it, from Casey Schmidt, and then Fitzgerald comes up there, Stoney, a 9-pitch at bat. Even if you would have got out, I'm like, you kind of lightweight did your job, 9 pitches, and you turn that into a walk. Kisner gets a walk, like, I got to be careful.
Why? Why do you have to be careful?
Because I don't want to put extra mayo on it. And I hate mayo, but I don't want to go too far and be overzealous. I hate radio hosts to do stuff like that, you know, have segments called gripes. But I want to slow my roll, but I want to appreciate it and savor it too. But you can't forget Fitzgerald's 9-pitch at bat.
And you can't forget Agnos putting guys on.
Cut your Raleigh Fingers mustache, bro. You know, if you're going to do that, man.
It's funny because Evan came in today and we were talking and he said he started.
He
said the first pitch he knew there was trouble brewing.
See, and I gave him some leeway. I'm like, you still need 2 runs.
Well, Evan was saying, and he can speak for himself, he's got some pitcher in him, obviously. But when your first pitch gets taken deep.
Tomahawk.
It kind of sets the tone for the whole inning, even though they had a 2-run lead still at that point.
Yeah, but throw it down the plate and make him whack it.
Maybe he couldn't.
Maybe he couldn't.
I mean,
well, I know this. He didn't. How about that?
Yeah, here's the here was the big hit, and it was a rope.
2-2. A little dribbler.
we say all the time, Wilmer Flores does it with his legs.
Dave Fleming.
No doubt. Another great
at bat. NBC Sports Bay Area.
Who had that? Who had Wilmer beating it out? I go, sports, man. I'm sitting there studying like, maybe he'll hit it out. He'll strike out, pop out, ground out, hit the hell out of the ball, and a little dribbler. And boy, he got it done.
What was going on with the crowd there?
The people that were there, I don't even think that constitutes a crowd.
On that call than it did when I was watching it on TV last night.
They probably all were waiting for the worst to happen when you had 12 wins, you know. That was unbelievable.
The Flores topper.
Yeah, and we hadn't even talked about Bailey, what, neck spasms, so he was out. And Kisner with a great play, Stoney, fielding a bunt, gunning it over to the first baseman. So, again, I don't want to be negative. I just, you know, I went to the lab.
Why would you be?
Because of the Chapman injury that Susan Slusser said that may cost him more time than we all thought. But, Stoney, they got two more in Colorado. They go to L.A., five games in L.A., and then you got Cleveland, and then you got the Red Sox.
Ahead of ourselves.
Okay. But I'm just saying that you're going to miss Chappie at some point. But if guys start busting out, and two of them did, Adames had a walk, and
he was one for three. That's not busting out when you're two for 30.
And a big walk. And then also Casey Schmidt got up to Schneid and hit his home run in the ninth. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, baseball's a game of failure. Chapman,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I want to read this to you from Bob Melvin. This is Bob Melvin in The Athletic. Every team goes through injuries, and we've actually been pretty lucky as far as injuries go this year. That's what he said before yesterday's game. Some guys are probably a little more valuable than others. Chapman means a lot to us, but Casey gets a chance to play the position he's used to playing, and everyone's got to pick it up a little bit till Chapman comes back, and I'd like to give Evan Giddings an opportunity to take a victory lap because he said on Monday, you know, guys, this was before the Chapman injury.
Oh, he did?
This team's had very good luck injury-wise this year. And Bob Melvin repeating our guy's claims.
Yep.
So there you go.
Take it, Evan.
So what I would advise to you, Guru, is don't cry about Matt Chapman being out for 2 or 3 weeks when you've been healthy. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. You tend to do that. And I think a theme now in the next 2 or 3 is tiny. They're doing it without Chapman. Guess what? Everybody gets hurt in baseball at some point. So
who's got a victory lap, too?
I was going to take it
He said he's going to take it at 1:30.
About 1:15.
You wait for the crossover.
Our guys. But Evan.
It's the Adames homer.
Oh, yeah, the Adames homer.
Well, he's got a couple coming, but.
Yeah.
You know what, Evan, here's proof. Well, yesterday he goes, or he came in today, and this worried me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Until he got me my breakfast sandwich. He said, Goo, Steiny with a victory lap. And I said, for what? And he goes, you said Adames was going to homer. And I had to say, no, that was Goo. Remember, I said, no chance.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
No chance.
Mm-hmm. No plagiarism here.
Yeah. But no, the Giants are—they're on one right now. There's no doubt about it. And I actually was watching that game last night at 5-2, thinking, okay, if the Giants lose this game, then people are gonna probably make too much out
of
it.
That was me.
Yeah. I'm so when I'm watching the comeback, I'm thinking, okay, this is at least good because, you know, Guru won't say they stink because they lost
hard.
One game to the Rockies.
But it was the one game after you got the day you got the bad news.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, how are you feeling about what's going on the last week? And listen, I just think it's pretty amazing what's gone on since last Tuesday, which is the last Giants loss, which was against the Padres. and how down people were and how people were talking about this team and its inability to score.
Yeah.
And here we are a week later, and we're hearing from a lot of fans that they're as optimistic and positive about this team as certainly any since 2021. But probably it's reminding some people about the glory years in 10, 12, and 14. And I listen, I get it. It's still early. I'm the king of relax.
You and Austin in San Jose, because he's making it seem like I'm saying that. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm just telling you about the way they're pulling these games out.
I mean, to me, what's happened is over the last 8 days, they've reinvigorated the fan base because of the wins and how they've won the games. And I'm starting to think, to me, the best part is, if you're a Giants fan, yeah, hey, do you need another bat? Sure, you need another bat. But you're now 11 games over 500. Mm. And what I'm sensing is people are understanding, like, this is the way it's going to be. They're not going to score a ton of runs. And I think people are okay with it, because if the result's there, who cares, again, if you're winning 10-8 or 4-3?
Yeah, and I don't know what your thoughts were when Duvall was in a little trouble. I was like, Stoney, there's no way they're going to give this game back. And he didn't. He got out of it. But my last thing about Chapman, Stoney, so he missed 8 games total last year. So he was in there. What would you guess?
Chapman,
what would you guess their record was during those 8 games?
3-5.
4-4.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were a 500 team with him, essentially. So we'll see if they can, if they have to play 20 games without Chapman, do you take 10-10? See, I think now people get greedy, whether he's hurt or not, and maybe they have a right to.
Because you're looking at the overall, what Melvin and Evan said, you haven't been bitten in the tail or the keister much by the injury bug outside of this one.
This from Instant One, LOL, on the YouTube chat. It'll matter, Steiny, when we see the Dodgers this weekend, which is fine. I think he's like, well, we'll see if they miss Chapman.
Yeah, better
opponent. But at the very end of it, and this is what I don't understand, Instant One, it'll matter, Steiny, when we see the Dodgers this weekend, but then he's got a clown emoji. Now, what do you think that means?
I think you know what it means. He's calling you homie.
Who's homie?
The clown. Living Color?
Did
Wainans?
He
called you a clown. Move on. You're in a good mood and you got your, hey, have you eaten your sandwich?
No, I'm not going to eat it on the air. I'm not willing.
You're going to let it get cold?
It's still warm. Still warm. Willie Adames.
Yeah.
Oh, Guru, he's back.
I'll take the lap now, Evan. Damn it.
Well, hold on. Let's hear from Willie and then you can take your lap. Willie Adames. You got a hit. Congratulations.
We've been doing it all year. It feels like we never give up. It feels like we always have an opportunity to come back. It's like that's how the guys feel in the dugout. It's like, okay, we can be down by 3-4. It doesn't matter. We're going to go out there until the last out and grind. Until the last out and grind every at bat. And I think today was a very good example of, you know, how good this team is. You know, everybody went out there at the top of the night and battled, you know, took great at bats, took great swing, just took, you know, do the fundamental stuff. And you know, we paid off. We got the win. And for me, you know, I obviously, it's a good day, you know, for me personally, but it's even better when you get a win like that. I think that's going to get us going.
He's our leader.
And I believe, you know how they got player speak and coach speak and radio host speak? Like, I believe he believed every word he just echoed there. And we got to give him the credit of Stein. He's never let, you know, his body language has never, ever been sour as he's been scuffling. So it's good to see guys like that get rewarded. And we can ask Javi Lopez, who we got coming on at 11, Stoney, you know, just his thoughts on this team and their staying power without Chappie.
Well, Cynic might say that maybe Adames' hitting woes he's taken out into the field a little bit this year, but nevertheless, you know, the one thing I've always thought, and we can get into this a little bit, is the three major sports, and we can put hockey in there too, the four major sports. And how important teamwork is. And to my way of thinking, teamwork is least important in baseball. It's more individual for the most part. And I think you can win in baseball without incredible teamwork and chemistry. That's just me. However, what I'm getting at here is what we've seen with the Giants when they've been successful the last 5 years is they have a style of play. They have an identity when they're winning. And again, for the 8 millionth time, it's pitching, defense, and relief pitching. And it feels to me like this is a team that is bought in to that style because they realize it's the only way they can play and be successful. They're not going to win high-scoring games. And I do think if you have an entire team that realizes its limitations, and the Giants have some, but they employ a strategy to mitigate their weaknesses, and everybody is acknowledging it and trying to play the same way, move guys over. Obviously, fielding's a big part of it, that you can gain some traction in that way with everybody bought into playing the right way or the same way too.
Yeah, and you got to give kudos to the skipper, and that's Bob Melvin for identifying that, knowing that, the history. But starting right now, if you talk about run the play or execute, I mean, this team is doing it in every facet. And again, obviously, they'd like to have more runs and more breathing room. But the bottom line is that just like Yaz came up there and just to, okay, it's one thing to blow the lead and have a tie game. He didn't stop. It's a base hit, and they take the lead. So we'll see how long this continues. Like, that's when I talk – when I hear the name Giants, they're the Norm calls them vampires. They don't quit. Hard 27 outs. But it was like that years past when they've been successful.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. I was listening again to the morning guys. They were great this morning, and they were talking about the feeling this team is giving you, if it's giving you one. And obviously in 2021, the Giants won 107 games, and we know what they did in 10, 12, 14. Guru came in today and said, you know, he's getting 2021 vibes, and apparently got a lot of pushback from fans that are saying, no, not 2021.
Yeah.
This feels more like 10, 12, and 14. But let's stick with the 2021 analogy for now. And I should know this, but clearly at the same point during the 107 win season, I got to believe this team was more than 11 games over 500 at this point. So why would you expect more out of this team than the team that ended up winning 107 games?
And you know what, Sonny? And this is why part of what I said is a bad comp. I didn't mean the total.
I got you. I got you there.
You know, again, and Dibs, thank you, because I'm blown away by that factoid about how much that team in 2021 depended on the long ball. But the bottom line is that year, I just remember watching Giant baseball thinking they were dead. Okay, you can't overcome. You can't Martin Luther King, two runs down, three runs down, seventh, eighth, ninth, and they did it all year long. Now, obviously, they did it differently, depending on the long ball at times. But that's where I'm at, Stoney. Like, are we going to see this weekend? And you already told me this morning you don't want to get too far down the road, but I can't wait for that showdown with the Dodgers. But is this just going to be, you mentioned DNA, and we know what that is. That is who you are. That is part of your makeup. And if this is truly that, then we're just getting started in regard to this ride and coming in the next day after Giant baseball. How did they pull a rabbit out of their hat? And they've been doing it. They did it Saturday, and they just do it again last night.
So get this, Goo. In 2021,
all right,
when they won 107 games, at this point of the season,
all right, I'm trying to do my math.
After 67 games, the Giants were 42-25. So they were three games ahead of the pace that they're on right now. Here's the part that's pretty interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They went on to win 10 of their next 11. So they were 50.
From this juncture.
Yes.
Here we go.
So they were 40. They were actually 41 and 20. They were 40 and 25, then won 10 of their next 11. And the next thing you know, they were 50 and 26, which put them over a 100 win pace that year. But
that's interesting.
They, yeah.
They're hot as fish grease.
They're doing it in a completely different way. And that's one thing that I think is just a little bit different. Obviously, that team hit homers in 2021 and the championship teams. This team resembles those. I'm not saying they're going to win a title, and I'm not saying they're going to win 107 games. But what I am saying is, to my way of thinking, this team reminds me a little more of the 10, 12, 14, 16 Giants than the 2021 Giants. But here's another reason it feels a little different. And I think we just got to acknowledge it. And that is Posey's running the show and Melvin's managing and Farhan's not running the show and Gabe Kapler is not managing. Yeah. I just think there's got to be something to that. There was something about that 107 that I think some fans either thought it was fool's gold, or they didn't even like the route to 107 wins, or they didn't like Kapler, they didn't trust Farhan. But I do sense that this optimism is greater than the one from 2021. And if that's the case, I just kind of want to know why.
Yeah, and all I remember about that season, just from a radio standpoint, is Shasky running down Embarcadero the day of the playoff game against the Dodgers, and Bonte sounding like Bob Costas narrating it from the studio. And the fans showed up and showed out, but I always go to my guy, 49er Frankie, and his daughter, Katarina Stani.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to wait to 3:30 or 4 o'clock before they would purchase tickets to said game that evening because they wanted to see who was not in the lineup.
Are you serious?
No, true story. He even told Negan when we were on a remote. But I'm just saying that's something that you could kind of like, you know, nitpicking. But damn, I don't know who's going to be in. But the bottom line is you said something about and you gave your boy his flowers, infinite outcomes. Kapler that year that there was a whole lot going on, that he was hitting a lot of the right buttons and a lot of the right notes for that team to be able to get those many wins.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. My question to Giants fans is this. Is it true you feel better about this year's team than the one that won 107, at least throughout this point of the season? Coming up in 10 minutes, we also have Javi Lopez, four-time World Series champion, three times with the Giants. He was on the call last night in Colorado when the Giants got four in the ninth and ended up winning that game. Javi Lopez coming up at 11. We'll take your calls up until then. Traveling in 2025, start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area. Easy parking, live performances, and tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.